Former Nirvana frontman Kurt Cobain once called the musician Daniel Johnston the greatest songwriter on earth. His songs have been covered by Beck, Wilco, Sonic Youth, and Pearl Jam. But beneath Johnston's success as a musician and visual artist is a complicated story of genius, heartbreak, and mental health struggle. I'm Casey Logan, Managing Director of Filmstreams for Pass the Popcorn. This month, join us for a screening of The Devil and Daniel Johnston, the acclaimed 2005 documentary that chronicled the complex life, artistic brilliance, and personal mental health journey of the musician and artist recognized for his impact on outsider and alternative music scenes. Told through a compelling combination of interviews, home movies, and performance footage, The Devil and Daniel Johnston follows his life from childhood to the film's present, with an emphasis on his mental health and how it manifested in heightened self-obsession. Johnston lived with severe bipolar disorder and schizophrenia, spending significant periods in psychiatric facilities. If you're not familiar with Johnston's music, I recommend seeking him out. His voice was high-pitched and fragile, and would often crack during his emotional performances. His songwriting was vulnerable and direct, exploring themes as varied as his struggles with mental health, his longing for a muse, his fear of the devil, and an unshakable belief that love would eventually save him. While Johnston never achieved mainstream radio success, his influence on alternative music culture was massive. Before the term lo-fi was a recognized genre, Johnston relied on a cheap tabletop chord organ and out-of-tune upright pianos or acoustic guitars. To create multi-tracked recordings, he would play a cassette tape through one boombox while singing and playing an instrument live into a second, creating a degraded layer of sound. All of it produced signature music that was authentic and deeply of Johnston himself. His vulnerable lyrics and pop melodies won the hearts of movie makers too. His music has been featured in films like the 1995 cult classic Kids, about a group of street kids in New York City, as well as on the soundtrack for the teenage record store comedy Empire Records. The Devil and Daniel Johnston is the latest entry in Filmstreams' Sights on Sound series, which showcases documentaries and films featuring musicians of all backgrounds, genres, and decades. If you're a fan of great music and the history behind it, these stories are for you. You can tune into Johnston's life and music with a screening of The Devil and Daniel Johnston, which we're presenting with support from Make Believe Studios, on Saturday, August 22nd, and Wednesday, August 26th, at the Ruth Sokoloff Theater in downtown Omaha. This is Casey Logan, Managing Director of Filmstreams, for Pass the Popcorn on KVNO Arts Today.